I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uzbekistan added two new restrictions for religious organizations seeking legal status. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says any head of a religious community, like a pastor, has to submit a notarized copy of the country's official recognition of the leader's religious education. Then, the head of the religious educational institution, where the leader studied, also has to submit notarized paperwork of their own. Hoops and red tape can get in the way of a lot of things. Pray that believers won't get discouraged. And we'll end today with part two of our conversation with Set Free Ministries. At our website, Dean Vandermeij describes in detail how God is using their ministry to set captives free, literally and spiritually. Today's story revolves around 24 orphan girls that Set Free and their partners rescued from the sex trade. The girls started attending school, and they learned of their worth in Christ. Find this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.